Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Beats. It is Thursday, January 15th, 7:46 Central Time. I'm your host and glad to get to have this opportunity to spend time with you this morning. Joining us by phone, Dr. Jeff Gibbs, Professor of Exegetical Theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Gibbs.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. And you, sir?
Also well. Thank you.
It's good to have you with us again here on His Time. Tell us, how are things going in exegetical theology at Concordia Seminary these days?
Well, you know, the Bible has treasures for us to discover, and we're just working away to try to discover them. Nothing new, of course, but reclaiming the old treasures.
You have, coming up very soon, the Concordia Seminary Life team is presenting a workshop that you'll be presenting called Making Abortion Unthinkable. That's coming up Saturday, January 31st. Tell us about what prompted this this workshop.
Well, it's one that we've done in the past, Andy, and when people ask about it, I get them to pause on that last word. So it's making abortion unthinkable, because it's a workshop that really helps us gain sort of a calm clarity in our thinking, and also in our thinking about how to calmly respond to people who think that abortion is morally justifiable. So it's kind of apologetics in the simple sense of the term. We really focus on being able to talk to anyone, not just Christians, of course, but non-Christians especially. And so therefore, oddly enough, if this will sound odd, the workshop does not have a lot of Christian theology or Bible in it, but it's more basic science, basic moral reasoning. And again, helping people to come to a clearer way of understanding and then being able to talk to really anyone in our society about this this issue.
And that's really where how we think about abortion and life is really where we need to get. That's what we need to focus on in order to get at the root of it. We can pass all kinds of laws. We can work in terms of legislation to try to stop the action. But if we get at how we think about it, our worldview,
right,
that makes it an even bigger and deeper difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it's ideas have consequences in human life. And so it's a great blessing, I think, to the people who come. Because it does help us clarify ourselves and our own thinking. The material comes with a tremendous workbook. So there's a lot of it. We actually cram a lot of information from, the registration is at 8:30 and we start by 9 at the latest, and we always end at 2:30 at the latest. I'm a real stickler for ending on time. So we put a lot of stuff in there, but when you leave, you actually take the stuff with you, because there's a tremendously full workbook that comes along with the presentation. So
it's there's a lot of content packed into this.
Lots of content. Yeah, no one could possibly take enough notes. But the good news is you can take notes, but it's all right there for you, and you take it when you leave.
Now, you'll serve as the moderator for the workshop, the notes say.
Yeah.
So this sounds like it'll be rather interactive to some degree.
Well, yes, and also I'll be the moderator in that we'll be watching videos. The curriculum is actually produced by our friends at standtoreason.org, Christian apologists, and they have a number of curricula. Many life-affirming people know the names of Greg Kokel and Scott Klusendorf. These are very well-known evangelical Christians. And they're the ones who do most of the heavy lifting. I moderate. I push the button. You know, I start it. I stop it. kind of lead the discussion sections. But so it's not, in a sense, I'm there to participate as well. So
now, you mentioned that after going through this workshop, we'll be equipped with some materials when we leave. What will we be equipped with overall? After going through this workshop, Making Abortion Unthinkable,
what will
we walk away with besides just the materials?
Again, I think that life-affirming people will know and understand themselves even more clearly why we think what we think about this issue. But also, again, the emphasis is upon being calm and respectful, so that when out in the world you see a bumper sticker that says something like, if you don't like abortion, don't have one, then you can say to yourself, Oh, that bumper sticker reduces the question to a matter of personal preference. I would know how to respond to that in a calm conversation. Say, so it really does take some of the most common, if you will, talking points of the side that thinks abortion is morally justifiable, and gives us a way to respond. And again, invite them to think. As you know, in America today, we mostly yell at each other. So on opposite sides of an issue. So this is really kind of a countercultural approach. It's very calm, very reasonable, and it gives us clarity.
Why is it important? You mentioned calm several times in as that being one of the benefits of this workshop. Why is it important that we learn to be able to discuss these things, to be able to discuss abortion in a calm manner? Are there many conversations, many conversations and words that are lost because we're not calm?
Yeah. And let me just ask you, Andy, when's the last time anybody changed your mind by yelling at you?
Well, perhaps momentarily they might have motivated me to do something, but it wasn't long term.
Getting the heck out of there. I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
But even more, I mean, and from a Christian point of view, I mean, our call is to love all people, to love even our enemies. And to respect, I think we're to respect everyone, and that flows out of the gospel. I mean, Jesus died and rose from the dead to rescue everyone, even the people on the opposite side of this issue for us. And so the gospel itself for Christians invites us not only to revel and rejoice in the redeeming love of God in Christ, but to realize that that same love is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's for everybody, maybe I ought to act that way. So.
That you bring up a really good point. Even those who are on the, as you said, who have the opposing view, those who oppose me, when I start to take it personally, Christ died for them too.
Yeah, I read that in some book.
And if he died for them, how should we treat them? Even
exactly.
If they are opposing us, even if they are saying things that are just horrible.
Even if they're persecuting us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I read that in the same book.
Tell me about this book you've been reading.
Well, the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for thee, Andy.
Well, tell us about the people behind this workshop, the Concordia Seminary Life Team.
Yeah, it's a student organization, and we have a mission statement that sounds like this: the Concordia Seminary Life Team, centered in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, equips our seminary community and others to affirm life. And so we're multifaceted. We always seek to be sort of gospel-centered and gospel-driven, gracious in how we approach issues. And we're not just the anti-abortion crowd. So, for instance, today at 5:30 in Sea Call, we're offering food and then a video and discussion on the whole issue of post-abortion syndrome. Starting late in January, Life Team will be volunteering to help support the parent university at Thrive St. Louis, a local pregnancy resource center, where these parents have chosen not to abort their children, but now they need help, right?
Right.
So we'll be doing some volunteering down there. It's a great structure. It comes from the organization that's a St. Louis-based Churches for Life, but Lutherans for Life has also adopted a particular model called a life team. It's a very specific thing, and it's a great tool for congregations. It's really designed to be used as an aspect of a congregation's vital life-affirming work. And I'll be talking about it actually at the LCMS Life Conference next week in Washington. And it's really a great model. It's been a great blessing to us here on campus to have a life team.
Very good. Very good. Now, you mentioned in there that the Life Team in the mission statement is gospel-centered, gospel-motivated.
Yes.
Why is it important that when we are addressing issues of life, well, of anything, really, but life-affirming issues, that it be gospel-motivated?
Well, because that's who we are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if we stop being motivated and empowered by the gospel, then we stop acting like Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a way, it's as simple as that. So to be driven by anger, right, or by guilt, or by hatred, see, these are simply not the way of Christ. And it just as we're taught to think in the life team, we are rescued rescuers. See, we've been rescued.
Yeah.
And now we seek to help rescue others who are in peril. And so it's really simple, isn't it, Andy? It's super simple. But the foundation under your feet, the foundation of a building, is a very simple thing. But if you stray off the foundation, then you get in trouble. And Christ and his good news are our foundation.
Gospel motivation versus law or fear or guilt motivation.
Anger.
Yeah,
all
anger.
Those things.
Those are,
and too often the life-affirming movement has been motivated by those things. And you can see it. You can see it at work, and it doesn't. It bears bitter fruit in the long run.
Hmm. Well, Dr. Gibbs, I look forward to learning more and hearing about your trip to the conference too. Hopefully, we'll have a chance to talk about that down the road. I want to make sure that folks know the details about this upcoming workshop, "Making Abortion Unthinkable," at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. You can register online at csl.edu, www.csl.edu. You can find more information there.
Yep, just click on the continuing ed button. So
very good. Or I see the phone number here, 314-505-7286. Call the folks at continuing ed over at Concordia Seminary. Saturday, January 31st, 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Go check it out on their website. Thank you, Dr. Gibbs, for being our guest today on His Time.
Appreciate that. Yep.
God's blessings.
You too. Bye-bye.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study with Pastor Sable today. Stick around for more His Time right after this break.